League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Coming off the weekend, every Monday we talk Connecticut sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. Hey, Vin, how's it going?
It's going great, Kevin. Good to see you. Hopefully your wife had a very pleasant Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, she did. We had a very nice day. We went on a hike. It was beautiful.
Perfect. So it's another Monday, and it's here, and I hope all the moms out there had a great Mother's Day. The NCAA softball regular season is now over, and we're moving on into the postseason tournaments. So let's start off with the top teams in the nation. The teams in order are Texas, Oklahoma, LSU, Duke, and Stanford. All the conference games were completed this past Saturday, and the champions in their conferences are Oklahoma in the Big 12, Villanova is the champion of the Big East, Duke in the ACC, Michigan in the Big 10, Albany in the America East, Princeton in the Ivy League, UCLA in the Pac-12, Boston University in the Patriot League, and the SEC is Florida. The NCAA tournament starts on May 16th to the 19th for the regional games, where there are 64 teams that will battle it out with the initial aim of making it to the Super Regionals. In the Supers, there'll be 16 schools hoping to win and go on to Oklahoma City, where there will be 8 teams fighting to win the World Series and become the NCAA 2024 champions. As a note, the Super Regional dates are May 23rd through the 26th, and the Women's College World Series starts May 30th and goes through June 7th. The local teams for us are Siena, Villanova, Boston University, Princeton, and the University of Albany. On the men's side, the regular season is also winding down very quickly with 1 week and 1 weekend left. Then they go into their conference playoffs. This past weekend was absolutely crazy in the games with all the movement in the top 25 nationally. In the NCAA men's lacrosse, which is underway, our Sacred Heart University lost to Albany the other day. Georgetown won their game against Penn State, while Duke and Maryland were also winners. Knowing all of this, Notre Dame will go against Georgetown in the first semifinal, and Duke will play Maryland in the second semifinal. Both of these games will be played on the 18th, which is a Saturday coming up, and that will be on ESPN2. And that's our college report for today, Kevin.
Hard to believe we're already coming up on the end of the spring season at the high school level for sports here in Connecticut. Every Monday we talk sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. So what's happening, Vin?
Oh, a lot of stuff is going on. And a happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there, by the way.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. The gymnastic championships are all done. Trumbull won the Class L and State Open. In Class M, it was Ellington Tolland, a co-op squad, and it was then Daniel Hand of Madison taking the Class S championship. Moving on to wrestling, in Double L, it was Trumbull again, the state winner 2 years in a row. In the Class L, it was Wilton who took the top spot, and Class M championship went to Guilford. And, of course, Class S champion is Killingly. In cheer, we've got to remember the ladies there. Class LL, it's Danbury High School. That was Danbury High School. In Class L, it's East Lyme took the number one spot. It was Plainville winning the M spot, and the S is Ansonia. They are the state champions in gymnastics. Outdoor track states will be held on the 28th and 29th through the 30th of May at Willowbrook Park. Boys volleyball, their states start on May 29th, with the finals to be held at Newtown High School on June 6th. Boys and girls tennis opening round will start on May 24th. girls and boys lacrosse start on May 24th as well, while culminating on June 8th. And finally, in boys baseball and girls softball, they start May 25th and end on June 8th. Lots happening at the end of the month and the beginning of June in high school sports.
Talking to the ump, Vin Cerullo, Star 89.9. And Vin, what about baseball? Who are some of the top teams in Connecticut on the high school level?
Southington, who is 17-0. We have Fairfield Ward at 16-2. Trumbull at 15-3. Bristol Central at 13-3. And Enfield is 13-4. Other schools in the region are Amity, number 7. Shelton, number 8. Fairfield Ludlow is number 10, and Darien as number 11. Sliding over to softball, the top teams are number 1 Cheshire at 15-1, Middletown 15-2, Southington 14-3, Ridgefield number 4 at 14-3, number 5 Trumbull at 14-3 as well, and then we have Fairfield Ludlow, Amity, and Darien. And that's the way it looks for the softball tournament coming up. As we come down to the season's end in these sports, some schools, it's their last opportunity to move up in the standings and to get a better seating, not only in their conference, but in the states as well. Having said that, taking a look at lacrosse, in Double L, it's Darien at 11-3-1, number 2, New Canaan, 14-1-1, number 3, Wilton at 10-2, followed by Ridgefield and then Greenwich High Schools, followed later on in the sixth spot by Staples and Newtown at number 8. Let's see, and we have in Class L, we have Massac, Amity, Cheshire, Simsbury, and Farmington. In the M Class, we see that Western, New Fairfield, Hand, Joe Barlow, and Waterford, with St. Joe's following in at number 8. In the S Class, it's Laurelton Hall for the ladies in the number 1 spot, holding a 10-4 record. As far as the boys lacrosse, we have a mixed bag in Class M with Joe Barlow in the top seed, then followed by Daniel Hand as number 2. Then moving down the line, we go to Massac, number 7, number 8, Weston, number 9, Foran, and number 10, North Haven. And that's our report for high school today, Kevin.
All right, perfect. I feel like we're going to get to summer, and then the fall sports will be back before we know it.
Oh, my God. Listen, every year the clock seems to go faster and faster.
It's so true. All right, Vin, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, looking forward to it, Kevin. Take care now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.